UNC Radio, the New Year special. You're on the air. Hi.
Well, hi. It's Brian Gary.
Oh, Brian Gary. Thank you so much for calling. Brian Gary.
I'm proud to have been a guest on your show, and I wanted to wish you guys a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Brian. How was your 2013?
Pretty good, having been on your show.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Have you achieved richness and fame now?
My book is a big bestseller now.
Ah!
Encounters of the Celebrity Kind is now number one on every bestseller list because of your
show.
And it was the rabbi giving it his blessing. So that's...
It was the rabbi, it was the rabbi that did it.
So since you were on with us, what's happened in your life, Brian Gary?
Well, let's see. I'm just preparing a show here in New York that I'll be doing on my birthday, February 18th.
Oh.
I'm doing a show at Don't Tell Mama, which is a little club, cabaret club here in New York.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also producing an album that I'm enjoying very much, not on my music, but on the music of Jimmy Griffin from Bread, if you remember that group.
From the early 1970s, right?
Jimmy Griffin was part of that group.
Cool.
And wrote some great songs. He also was one of the lyricists on For All We Know that the Carpenters had a big hit with.
Wow.
He's a very wry lyricist. Well, a rye bread lyricist. Thank you.
He passed away, actually.
It's the chocolate. It's the chocolate talking. He's a little high on the chocolate and turkey combo.
My wife didn't even give me any chocolate. Well,
Are you going to write another book, or are you just going in now? What's your main deal?
I've been writing songs and just continuing to write songs. Writing books I really enjoy, but I don't know. You know, I've done three. I'm real happy with that.
Huh.
Well, so...
Yeah.
I have a bit of laryngitis that I'm getting over here, so forgive the voice, but I'm getting past that.
Everybody's either sick or has a cold or has worse that we know this year. It's just
absolutely
rotten
but
year.
Yeah, things are moving ahead here on a political level here in New York. We're thrilled that my wife and I had protested against the carriage horses in New York, and we helped to get Mayor Bill de Blasio elected.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And one of the first things he's going to do is to stop the carriage horse rides in New York City.
Wow. Well, we have a good friend out here who does the Friesian. She's very into Friesians, which are the big horses too, so I'm sure she'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah, well, the horses were suffering here in New York, you know. It's kind of something from the past that they had kept going because it was a big money maker for a lot of people. But, you know, it shouldn't always be about money. And, much like the tobacco industry that I'm sure is not happy that, you know, cigarettes are banned in certain areas. Mm-hmm. Well, finally, with the horses that were suffering so much here in New York, carrying people in horrible weather, intense heat.
And traffic. What about the traffic? It was horrible.
Oh, yeah. There were so many accidents with the carriage horses. They would break away from their carriages and run into traffic, and a lot of them got killed. A lot of them got hurt, and then you never knew whatever became of those horses because all they would do is replace them. And
where will they go? What's going to happen to them?
Oh, there are places that the horses can be taken to that are safe.
McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell.
Like a rescue, like a Tippi Hedren rescue for horses,
Oh, there are rescue areas.
Yeah, horse haven or something,
The horses will definitely be placed in areas that will be, beneficial to the horses. We were never worried about that aspect of it because, the city will take care of that. Mm. But it's the torture of these horses over the years, Most recently, they just arrested one of the carriage drivers because he was making this horse work, who for the past 4 days was suffering an injury to its leg.
Oh.
And the guy just kept working the horse. Mm-hmm. And finally, luckily enough, a policeman saw that there was something wrong with the horse, and he stopped the guy. And the guy had been arrested before for drunk driving on those carriage horse rides.
Drunk driving a horse?
Well, no, they do that, the Amish, as well as the Amish, too. We watched the, Amish Mafia, and we learned that you can get in trouble for being drunk while doing a buggy, driving your buggy, so yeah.
Yeah, because you can't cause an accident.
There was danger to the tourists. The tourists don't get it, they just want to take the ride. Yeah. They think it's worth all the cash that they have to pay out to these drivers. But we know more. We know what's going on there. And we are thrilled that Bill de Blasio is our new mayor and is going to take care of this situation.
Well, in Greeley, they don't even use horses for carriage rides. We use Mexicans.
Hey, no. No, we're not very, where we are, it's a very rural setting. So a lot of people ride horses. There's a lot of therapeutic horse stuff. It's, he's just being naughty.
Hey, we have nothing against people riding horses and having pleasure from that. We just don't want them tortured the way they are on New York City streets.
Wow. No, I think that's a cool idea. Was there a reason Bloomberg turned the other cheek, or was just too busy to deal with it?
Because it made a lot of money for the city, and that's what Christine Quinn was going to do if she took over, and actually everybody thought she was going to win for the longest time, and her numbers just plummeted, and I like to believe that it's through people like me and my wife, when we stood out there in the freezing cold and the intense heat, just like the horses, and protested against Christine Quinn, and she never got in. So luckily we got somebody in there that was passionate about the horses, and he just actually made a statement, Bill de Blasio, on the news yesterday, that he says it's over, period.
Wow.
Huh.
You don't hear that too often from somebody. Here's what I want you to do.
You were able to do that. Now what I want you guys to do is to go and protest and make sure that every cart in New York that's selling food, like falafel and hot dogs, make sure... I don't care about the calorie content or the bug parts. Make sure the prices are posted. So that when you go to a cart, you know that hot dog is a pretzel.
I thought you were going to say make sure that there's a place people can go to the bathroom and wash their hands. That would be more important than a price.
What do you think the dirty water that a hot dog is sitting in? Come on.
Yucky time.
Funny thing is, we got all these people in Times Square, and everybody's asking the question, where are they going to the bathroom? Because they're not moving from their place.
I've heard, we had cousins when we used to live in New York who used to go, and I believe, I hate to say this, that some people probably wear diapers.
Yes, a lot of people say that today.
I hate to say that, but I mean, think about it. What do you do? It's not a good deal.
People ask me if I wear boxers or briefs, and I just say, depends. Thank you.
Right. But that's true, that there's no place for them to go, actually, because they can't leave their spot.
Right. Oh, yeah. Or cab drivers, they're driving around. They've got the Snapple bottle.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's true. And when you see them emptying that bottle in the street, that's not lemonade.
So, on that note...
What did you have for dinner tonight?
No, I was going to ask, do you make resolutions? Or do you make any things you want to do for 2014? What's your personal... not too personal, obviously, but do you have any things that you resolution-y things?
I just struggle to get my music out there, and hopefully we'll have another show, and hopefully we'll have some more recordings out there. Mm-hmm. I've never given up. I've done this since I was 12 years old, so I just keep going.
That's really the only way, and I'm proud of you for doing that. By the way, we never mentioned, it's not to embarrass you, but of course it is part of the thing, that Brian Gary is the grandson of Eddie Cantor.
Wow, I forgot. Wow.
And we talked about that a lot on my show.
The chocolate's making me a little bit crazy.
And Brian is the author. Remind us of the book and how people can get it.
Yes.
Yes, the book is called Close Encounters of the Celebrity Kind, and it features some great stories of mine, of people that I've met along the way, like Katharine Hepburn and Marvin Hamlisch and Stephen Sondheim, John Lennon, Little Richard.
Wow.
I could go on and on. Such great people that I've encountered along the way. And it's available through my website. That's the easiest way to get it, which is briangary.com, briangari.com. And there are some stories about the old people as well from the old days, like Eddie Cantor and Georgie Jessel, Danny Thomas, some of the old timers, Soupy Sales.
Soup, he said Queen Latifah.
Not Queen Latifah.
and it's a very fun...
I think January 8th would have been Soupy's birthday.
Oh.
He was a great guy. Soupy was a great guy. My grandfather's birthday is January 31st, so there's a lot of January people here. And even today, one of the people that I always mention is a guy named Arthur Siegel. He would have been 90 years old today. He wrote a beautiful standard called Love is a Simple Thing, and just songs that probably everybody knows for Broadway. way, New Faces of 1952, 56, 62, 68.
Let's not forget 69, which is my favorite number. Sorry. So, Brian, before we let you go, this is like free commercial for you. I'm so glad that you called in. But give us a story. It can even be one that you told on our show weeks ago. But one little story from your book.
Well, I think the Katharine Hepburn story is kind of fun.
Cool.
Especially since we just mentioned Arthur Siegel. Arthur was friendly with Katharine Hepburn because they worked on an album together for Ben Bagley, and they did these great revisited albums of musical people like Rodgers and Hart. And I really had a crush on Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah.
So I thought she was like really a sweet person and so intelligent. And I had probably just watched her TV special. She had a documentary about herself. And so I asked Arthur if I could possibly get an address to write to her. And I did. And I wrote to her. And I said, I only hope I end up with a person like you one day.
She
wrote me back. And that was the thrilling part. I will leave people hanging as to what she said to me in her note back to me, but that was one of the people that...
Was it X-rated or no?
I think it was a kind of cougar relationship.
There you go.
Yeah, probably so. She was a little bit older than I was.
A little bit.
I thought she was pretty good looking for an old broad, eh?
Well, some people said she was no great shakes, but she was shaking all the time. No,
I'll kick him. I'll kick him for you.
These are the jokes, folks. Anyway, Brian Gary, thank you, man. Give your website one more time.
Okay, it's briangarry.com, BRIANGARI, and you'll find all kinds of fun things there. I have a bunch of CDs out there. You'll find links to my mother's website, Janet Gary, and my father, who was a great artist, and Robert Clary, my uncle from Hogan's Heroes.
From Hogan's Heroes! Is he alive?
Oh, my God, yes. Alive and well and doing a lot of painting.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's a great guy. We went to stay with him in October out at his place out in California. He's a great guy. So Robert Clary
if you can email me
about him in the book.
Yeah, if you can email me, I'd love to get him on the show at some point soon.
I'm sure he'd be proud to be on your show.
Sure. Brian, email me, drop me an email, or if I remember.
I will do it right away.
That'd be great. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you, and have a happy new year to both of you and the rabbi.
Oh, of course. The rabbi sends his blessings and a couple of curses, but mostly blessings, because that's
okay.
The rabbi. Have a
and
wonderful...
Have a his best.
Sorry?
Oh, Joe Franklin sends his best.
Oh,
I have to translate for David, who barely speaks any language, so...
Oh, okay. You know Joe Franklin. Hey, you are the best, my friend.
Yay!
Hellman's Beanie's my friend. Top of beverages. And Dave is the best. There is no one like Dave. He has the show of...
That's as good as Billy Crystal, man. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian Gary. Wonderful.
Great to be here. I will email you about Robert Clary.
Thank you, man, and have a fantastic 2014.
You guys too.
Bye bye now. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Wow, Brian Gary.
Yay, he was wonderful. What a great first guest.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Just I'm so glad that he called in
Joe Franklin somehow got on the line.
Yeah,
I don't know how it was a miracle. He channeled Joe Franklin.
Everyone channels.
I don't know.
My friends channels Joe Franklin, my friends, here on the UNC radio special of the New Year's Eve. That this is December 31st, 2013.
Isn't it the best New Year's Eve special ever?